Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy, Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:08, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Neighbors living near the proposed Obie Creek project will play a formal role in evaluating the site for development now that the council has approved a 17-member Compass Committee. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
In a town where angry neighbors often find themselves pitted against wary developers, it's rare to see a duo like Jeannie Brown and Roger Perry standing side by side, taking turns addressing the town council. Here's what Perry had to say last night.
I think Jeannie would agree with this, and I don't know that we'll achieve it, but our goal in November is to come back with a plan that we all endorse for your consideration. We're going to work as close as we can to bring you a unified proposal. And even if there are discrepancies in that or disagreements, we hope that they're narrow and small.
Roger Perry represents East-West Partners, who 2 years ago proposed Obie Creek, a large mixed-use complex on 15501 across from Southern Village. Jeannie Brown represents neighbors in the area who worried that the original plans were too big, too dense, and would bring too much traffic to an already busy road. The original plan for the 124-acre lot called for a high-density mixed-use retail and residential development. But Perry agreed to start from scratch in order to explore a development agreement process for the project, an alternative to the contentious special use permit approval process favored in Chapel Hill. Last night, Brown and Perry came together to ask the council to form a 16-member Compass Committee to consult with a technical team and town staff to create a shared vision for how that property should be used. Here's Jeannie Brown.
We've heard from you that you want community and developer dialogue. We've heard that you want us to build trust. We've heard that you want a vision. Mr. Perry has asked many times for vision and the opportunity to speak to the community. He's asked to move forward. The community has asked for a fair and unbiased process. We've asked to be included in the process. So we think that this committee balances out those very goals.
Staffers began crafting the committee following a petition from residents in April. Perry and Brown suggested enlarging the group from 10 to 16, with residents living near the property accounting for about half the group. Perry said the proposal struck the right balance between commercial and neighborhood interests.
We would ask you to, with all respect, to not tamper with it, because we've hammered out a balance and a fragility in this that can be easily disrupted, which could seriously undermine the process.
The council agreed, adding a Greenways advocate to bring the total number to 17. The Compass Committee will work through the summer to come up with recommendations for the council about the appropriate size, scale, and usage for the Obie Creek property. The application period for the Obie Creek Compass Committee opens on Friday and runs through June 10th. The council will appoint committee members on June 24th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Orange County Animal Services is reporting another positive rabies test, the sixth in the county this year. The most recent case originated May 24th when a resident and her dog encountered an aggressive raccoon while walking on the Eno River Trail. The dog killed the raccoon. Animal Control removed the raccoon for testing and confirmed it was rabid this week. Fortunately, the dog was vaccinated for rabies, but it was injured in the attack. This is the sixth confirmed rabies case in Orange County this year, about one per month. That's on par with last year when there were 12 confirmed cases in Orange County. Orange County Animal Services is taking the opportunity to remind residents to have their pets vaccinated. Dogs, cats, and ferrets older than 4 months are legally required to be up to date on their rabies vaccine. The Animal Services Department holds periodic low-cost vaccination clinics throughout the year. Their next one is on Saturday, June 15th from 9 in the morning until noon at the Animal Services Center on Ubex Road in Chapel Hill. If you'd like more information and future clinic dates, we have information on our website at chapelboro.com. Locals gathered at noon in front of the courthouse on Franklin Street downtown yesterday for an NAACP rally. It's a part of a 25-county tour targeting the policies of the Republican-led General Assembly. The demonstration brought people from all backgrounds, including members of the Raging Grannies, like Vicky Ryder.
In a town where angry neighbors often find themselves pitted against wary developers, it's rare to see a duo like Jeannie Brown and Roger Perry standing side by side.
Well, that is obviously not Vicky Ryder. We'll have that report for you coming up a little bit later on in the morning on WCHL. Orange County Commissioners will hold a second public hearing in next year's budget when the board meets tonight. The manager's recommended budget does not call for a property tax increase or an increase to the Chapel Hill-Carborough School District tax, despite a request from the school board to raise the rate. But last week, commissioners heard from dozens of parents and teachers asking the board to increase school funding, even if it means raising taxes. The budget does include money to hire new EMS personnel, IT specialists, and librarians, as well as nearly $500,000 for the Chapel Hill Public Library. 10 of the county's 12 fire districts are asking the board to raise fire district tax rates. If approved, the Chapel Hill rate would double from 7.5 cents to 15 cents per $100 of assessed value, the highest in the county. In addition, household sanitation fees could double to $20 for urban residents and $40 for rural residents to pay for improvements at the solid waste convenience centers. The board will meet at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. The head of North Carolina's public university system is sitting down for his annual job performance review. Members of the University of North Carolina Board of Governors meet behind closed doors today to discuss UNC System President Tom Ross's regular annual review. The Presidential Assessment Committee will hear Ross's report on goals and accomplishments. The 17-campus state university system hired Ross in 2010 after he'd been president at Davidson College since 2007. The former Superior Court judge and director of the state court systems has spent his more than 2 years on the job trying to hold down the hundreds of millions of dollars in state budget cuts to public universities. The UNC system receives about $2.6 billion of its roughly $9 billion directly from state taxpayers. WCHL News Time, 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. Cruiser's, good to go. Not much happening in the way of traffic so far this morning. When it does, Rachel Nash is in the WCHL newsroom. She'll be reporting on traffic. You will hear from her in about a half hour here on WCHL. If you spot anything out of the ordinary this morning, you can call her in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Right now, everything is looking good. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Carborough Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carborough, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carborough Family Medicine. Find them on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. Well, it is really going to be nice today. 62 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Pretty much like yesterday's weather, really nice. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunny skies with a highs in the upper 80s. So a little warmer tomorrow. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 65. Let's see here. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Kind of a simple forecast, really. And then Saturday night, clear skies with lows in the upper 60s. On Sunday, it's going to be partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. And then even on Sunday night, we'll get some clouds, partly cloudy in the evening, and then a 40% chance of rain late Sunday night. But between now and then, the weather is absolutely fantastic. Time now for David Letterman and the top 10 list on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
O'Reilly Auto Parts has great deals on accessories and routine maintenance needs like motor oil and wiper blades, but did you know O'Reilly Auto Parts also carries a complete line of high-quality replacement parts like batteries, brake pads and rotors, starters, alternators, and more. With the parts that fit your vehicle and customer service you can trust, shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
The category tonight, top 10 signs there are too many people. According to the United Nations Population Division, at some time this year, the world's population will reach 7 billion people. Mm. 7 billion people. Population increases by 80 million each year. Many of those births take right place in our audience here. Mm. Right here. Top 10 signs there are too many people. Here we go, number 10. You say, hey, Jim, and everyone on the bus says, yeah. And number 9, Lens Crafters now promises your glasses in about a month. Number 8, North Dakota is nearly up to 1,000 residents. And number 7, by next year, phone numbers will have 23 digits. Number 6, the United States just bought Canada for storage. Oh, that's good. Number 5. Number 5, at the butcher, you have to take a number to get in line to take a number. Can you imagine that? Number 4, at any given moment, there are hundreds of people watching this show. Number 3, Mount Rushmore now features 4 presidents and some guy named Chuck. Number 2, can't remember the last time someone wasn't pressed up against your ass. And number 1 sign, there are too many people. It took 10 writers to write this top 10 list.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight for the best of The Late Show. Dave's guests, Tobey Maguire and Tom O'Dell, plus stupid pet tricks. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Good morning. It is 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by UNC Family Medicine. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. UNC baseball is gearing up for the NCAA tournament. Play begins tomorrow for the Heels here in Chapel Hill. For the first time ever, Carolina earned the overall number one seed in the entire NCAA tournament field, coming a day after the Heels claimed the ACC championship in the tournament in dramatic fashion. Here's freshman outfielder Sky Bolt on the victory.
It was one heck of a ride. It really was. We came into the tournament confident. We started out with a big blow against Miami, put up 10 runs there quick. We got back to that kind of swagger that we had toward the beginning of the season.
The Diamond Heels suffered 2 consecutive series losses against Virginia and Georgia Tech earlier this month.
It's part of a season. You have your highs and your lows, and fortunately for us, that means we lost 2 games to 2 of the top teams in the nation.
Bolt himself had to battle back from a low point in his season during play against Virginia Tech. In April, he fractured his right foot after fouling a ball off of it. He missed 17 games during that stretch, returning to play against Appalachian State. Bolt says he's almost back to where he was before the injury.
You know, I had to put myself in the game before I got back in it. So in order to get back into that game, you got to, you know, mentally check yourself into one of your other teammates' spots and start putting yourself in their situations.
Bolt says winning the ACC championship wasn't just about the big names on the team stepping up.
We fought all the way through. Pitching has always been our preaching here, and not for the performance of 8 of our guys and 1 freshman that came off the bench that hadn't seen many innings this whole season, then I wouldn't be standing here giving this interview talking about how great of a weekend that was and how fun that was.
The Tar Heels begin NCAA tournament play on Friday at 6 p.m. in Bosch Emmer Stadium against number 4 seed Canisius. You can hear the game and all of Carolina's games throughout the weekend live on 97.9 FM WCHL. It'll also be streaming live on chapelboro.com. And coming up this morning at about 8:15, we'll be talking to Carolina head coach Mike Fox about his team as it begins a brand new season in NCAA tournament play. Again, game time tomorrow night is 6 o'clock, and you can hear it right here after an abbreviated edition of the Evening News with Aaron Keck on WCHL. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Have you noticed ads recently from other jewelry stores trying to sound like Diamonds Direct? Promoting a huge selection of diamonds straight from the cutters, huge buying power, and designer engagement rings. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, I suppose. But listen, it's not about the ads. It's about what happens in the store. And the truth is, nobody can compete with Diamonds Direct. The diamond selection is up to 20 times what you find elsewhere. And the diamonds are not on a computer screen. They're real, right in front of you, as many as you like, so you can buy smart. And while others promise to match prices, Diamonds Direct guarantees to beat anybody's price, not just here, but anywhere in America on a comparable diamond. And let me assure you, nobody can come close to Diamonds Direct in world connections, expert guidance, diamond education, product warranties, and customer guarantees. Yeah, the ads may be similar, but the experience is still worlds apart. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer, on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
625 at WCHL. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Openers, use your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Dave Ross. Can failing schools be turned around? Well, if any city can test that idea, it's Cleveland, where for years public schools had some of the lowest test scores in the country. And then this guy came along.
Our schools demonstrate that there's nothing wrong with the children, that in the right environment they can thrive.
The results after this from Charlie.
Every day, it seems, there's something new your smartphone can do. Now, it can open and close your garage door from anywhere in the world. With a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you can use your smartphone or computer to control your garage door from anywhere, anytime, like right now. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working, even if the power isn't. Find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com. Go ahead, look it up on your smartphone.
What's your most important document?
The McGrath proposal.
Olivia's adoption papers.
This week, a paid invoice.
Documents are who we are and what we do. With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps companies capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter. Because if the document is important,
my winning business plan,
the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
Charmin Leon is a Cleveland police officer. Her son, Roberto, is 10 years old, and he was having trouble in school. Couldn't behave himself in class. Brought home failing grades. And being a police officer, she knew exactly where that was heading. So she enrolled him at Cleveland's Near West Intergenerational Charter School. CBS's Dean Reynolds paid a visit.
The classrooms are quiet and small, 15 kids or less. There's individual instruction from teachers on everything from public speaking to personal etiquette.
Good morning, Roberto.
Good morning, Isaac.
And Roberto's mom says it's working.
He actually says, I enjoy a challenge now. What?
The charter school that Roberto now attends was started by Alan Roskamp, a retired Cleveland businessman who has reopened several closed public schools as what he calls breakthrough schools. And Dean Reynolds discovered their secret.
Breakthrough uses three different models for learning. At Near West, there's more nurturing. Citizens Academy stresses personal responsibility and civic values.
Perseverance. Loyalty.
While Village Prep is run with almost military-style precision.
And the results? Math scores up nearly 90%, science scores up more than 150%. And founder Alan Roskamp isn't surprised.
People will say you have to fix poverty before you can fix education. We believe it's upside down. The only way to fix poverty is to provide our children with a quality education.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Fitzgerald's Irish Pub. It's half off, $30 for food and drinks, available until midnight for $15. Whether you're looking for a place to have dinner with friends or just grabbing a drink after work, Fitzgerald is the new hotspot for lunch, dinner, and late-night fun. Come in and enjoy an Irish favorite, like shepherd's pie with Guinness gravy or some of the 24 beers on tap. It's half off from Fitzgerald's Irish Pub. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
2 hours. That's all it takes to change a life. Dedicate 2 hours a week to the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. You can make a difference in the life of a kid like me. My mentor helps me make good grades and make good life decisions. Just 2 hours of your time can really help another student make it to graduation. For more information, contact Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate at 918-2170. Thanks WCHL for supporting Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program and kids like me.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time now for your Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours at CarolinaInn.com. And don't forget Fridays on the Front Porch on Fridays. Great way to celebrate the end of the week at the Carolina Inn. It is 63 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly sunny. High today in the middle 80s. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow we'll look at it mostly sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night mostly clear with a low around 65. Then on Saturday mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Great forecast. Saturday night mostly clear with a low in the upper 60s. And actually on Sunday, a nice day as well. Partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Only time we have any mention of rain specifically for the entire weekend is Sunday night and probably late when it happens then. Mostly cloudy Sunday night with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Overnight low in the upper 60s. So pretty good forecast.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
Update. I'm Dave Barrett. He was a senior official in the Justice Department in the George W. Bush administration. Now, James Comey will be the pick by President Obama to run the FBI, succeeding Robert Mueller.
This is a good choice for the Obama administration in picking a Republican, a known quantity who has integrity and respect on the Hill.
Juan Zarate is CBS News senior national security analyst. Author Garrett Graff has written about the FBI. As for Comey,
he is mostly apolitical. He has always been identified more as a Republican, but for Jim Comey, the only law, the only politics that really matter is the U.S. Constitution.
White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
He's known as an expert on gun crime, and he knows about being a crime victim. When he was a child, an armed man broke into his house and held him and other family members hostage.
Comey helped create violent crime impact teams in 20 cities. CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL Thursday morning in Chapel Hill. Thanks for joining us on the WCHL Thursday Morning News. Locals gathered at noon yesterday in front of the courthouse downtown on Franklin Street for an NAACP rally. It's part of a 25-county tour targeting the policies of the Republican-led North Carolina General Assembly. The demonstration at Peace and Justice Plaza brought people from all backgrounds, including members of the Raging Grannies, such as Vicki Ryder.
We have so much to be outraged about these days that we just can't be silent. Not when the legislature is bringing us back to a time when it was hard for people to vote.
Ryder was arrested on May 6th during a Moral Monday protest outside the legislative building in Raleigh. During four consecutive weeks of protesting, more than 150 people have been arrested. A lot of those Chapel Hill and Carborough residents, many from our faith community. Speakers at the courthouse included members of the NAACP, activist groups, and local leaders, including Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton. His main issue with the General Assembly is what he called an insidious attack on voting rights. He believes some politicians are attempting to sway the next election. Here's Mayor Chilton.
That's not just unfair. It's un-American, it's unconstitutional, and it's immoral.
Carborough resident Will Weiland was there.
I haven't seen anything coming out of Raleigh that doesn't resemble a train wreck. It's regressive is one word. Destructive is my word.
And Minister Robert Campbell, president of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, was there and spoke to the crowd.
I'm here to make sure that my voice is part of the voice that is speaking out to the injustice that is taking place, and to try to get other people to be concerned about these same issues. that the more people that speak out against it, maybe our politicians will begin to listen to the people.
Gary Kahn, who recently announced he would run for a seat in the Chapel Hill Town Council, also made an appearance.
I support this protest because basically I want to see the bums in the North Carolina legislature voted out.
The NAACP tour will continue its stops across North Carolina through next week. Their protesting will pick up again this Monday, June 3rd, outside the General Assembly. NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber expects the biggest turnout so far, vowing greater numbers will be arrested. We're a month away from the closing of the Orange County Municipal Solid Waste Landfill, an event neighbors close to it will likely rejoice. But closing a landfill that's been open for about 40 years is not an easy task. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
I think most people who don't think about it very much probably assume it's just a matter of closing a gate, but it's much more complicated than that.
That's Gail Wilson. He's the Orange County Solid Waste Management Director and is in charge of overseeing the process of shutting down the landfill. The facility is located on the south side of Eubanks Road. The Orange County Board of Commissioners decided in October 2011 not to pursue an option that could extend the life of the landfill, thus ensuring its closure this summer.
It was going to reach capacity at some point anyway. Could the county have utilized it for another 3 or 4 years? Yes, that's probably true.
Current environmental regulations require that a cover system be placed on the landfill that is impervious to water. Soil will be placed on top of a synthetic liner material, then vegetation will be planted on the surface. The process will cost the county about $3.2 million and won't be completed until the spring of 2014. Wilson says they also have to get the landfill's closure plan approved by the state. But there's another component to the process. About 3 years ago, UNC and the county signed an agreement entitling UNC to the methane gas generated by the landfill. The university installed gas wells and pipes on the property, and then the gas is piped to an electricity generator off Homestead Road.
It's a fairly expensive and sophisticated, highly engineered system, and then it'll be made a little more complicated by the fact that we currently have a series of landfill gas extraction wells located around the surface of the landfill.
The synthetic liner will also have to be sealed around those gas wells. The last day waste is accepted at the landfill is Saturday, June 29th. Wilson says June 30th is the official closure day, though, originally set by the county commissioners.
Most people will not realize there's any change at all. Most people that are currently delivering their waste to convenience centers, most of those are rural residents, will continue to do so and nothing will change.
Wilson also notes that closing the landfill does not result in dramatic job losses for workers. 6 positions will and have already been eliminated. Wilson says they hope to find work within the Waste Management Department for those workers. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Historical Society is hosting a one-woman play this Sunday at Top of the Hill downtown from 5 until 7 p.m. The star of the show is Barbara Bates Smith, the Southeastern Theater Best Actress winner. It's their biggest fundraiser of the year, and all proceeds from ticket sales will benefit the society. Here is Richard Ellington, president of the Chapel Hill Historical Society.
They basically are doing a story built around Lee Smith's novel on Agate Hill, which is loosely based on the Chapel Hill area. That's what the whole thing is about, is trying to have something that we find appealing or relevant to the Chapel Hill, Kerber community, so that we can raise funds, and which we use in the community for programs that we put on.
Smith will be accompanied by music from Jeff Siebens. The two put together the play, which is described as a tale of betrayal, passion, and humor. The evening includes hors d'oeuvres and wine. Tickets will be on sale through Friday. You can purchase them by going to their office at 523 East Franklin, or you can call 919-929-1793. For ticket prices, you can read the article on our website. We have contact information there as well at chapelboro.com. News around town this morning. This Friday, the North Carolina Symphony will perform a free concert on the Village Green at Southern Village. It's the symphony's 14th annual performance at Southern Village. This year's program will be at the movies, featuring music from Indiana Jones, Titanic, and much more. It's all part of the Southern Village Summer Music Series, which runs through October with concerts each week. Friday's free performance at the North Carolina Symphony will begin at 7:30. And again, it's right there in the Village Green. Absolutely free to go and enjoy a great concert. WCHL News Time, 6:39. 21 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up next, today's commentary on the way from Raleigh Mann.
Have you noticed ads recently from other jewelry stores trying to sound like Diamonds Direct? Promoting a huge selection of diamonds straight from the cutters, huge buying power, and designer engagement rings. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, I suppose. But listen, it's not about the ads. It's about what happens in the store. And the truth is, nobody can compete with Diamonds Direct. The diamond selection is up to 20 times what you find elsewhere. And the diamonds are not on a computer screen. They're real, right in front of you, as many as you like, so you can buy smart. And while others promise to match prices, Diamonds Direct guarantees to beat anybody's price, not just here, but anywhere in America on a comparable diamond. And let me assure you, nobody can come close to Diamonds Direct in world connections, expert guidance, diamond education, product warranties, and customer guarantees. Yeah, the ads may be similar, but the experience is still worlds apart. Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's direct diamond importer, on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
We hope we've convinced you that there really is a Margaret at Margaret's Cantina. She's here now with spring news.
Our outdoor patio is open. Warm weather beckons us all to enjoy life. A round of golf, a walk in the woods, backyard catch with the kids. Whatever your springtime outings, top them off with our fabulous margaritas and scrumptious food outside on the veranda or in our festive dining room.
Margaret's Cantina, open for lunch weekdays and dinner Monday through Saturday. Sunday supper from 4 until 8 p.m. Timberline Shopping Center, Weber Dairy Road.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
Good morning. It is 6:41, 19 minutes until 7 o'clock.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. This sounds so reasonable. Reminds me of my days as a reporter in Broward County, Florida, in a time when developers were pushing into the Everglades, bulldozing trees and lush tropical greenery and building housing projects, replacing natural beauty with lots of concrete and glass. They always gave their projects beautiful names that evoked images of nature, trees, and greenery, belying their true reality. Today in Chapel Hill, a movement is afoot to cut back on the number of the town's advisory boards and committees. Chapel Hill has 19 or 20 of these advisory groups in which about 200 town residents volunteer their time to meet regularly, study the issues, and give thoughtful advice to town council members, helping them make informed decisions. Their areas of concern range widely, cover many issues that affect our lives, from bicycle and pedestrian issues to cemeteries, from public art to water and sewer, transportation to personnel, historic preservation to public housing, and so on. But now, four of our town council members are hard at work to dismantle these boards and commissions and silence the voices of these dedicated town residents. They describe their work in such nice-sounding terms as streamlining the community input and decision-making processes. Who can argue with streamlining? It sounds so positive, efficient, maybe even cost-effective. And if you think you smell the involvement of Gene Peace in all of this, you're on target. Council Member Peace has complained before about having to put up with listening to the concerns of town residents. What a nuisance. No reasonable person would argue with efficiency, but everyone benefits when town officials are well-informed and listen to their constituents. If anything, they need more input, not less, from the people who elected them. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Athletics. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The 2013 Carolina football schedule has been out for some time, but just yesterday, several home game designations were announced. On Saturday, September the 7th, Carolina hosts Middle Tennessee State at 12:30 on Football Letterman/Monogram Day. 2 weeks later, on the 28th of September, Carolina faces East Carolina on Military Appreciation Day and Family Weekend. Game time hasn't been set by the ACC and its TV partners for that one. The Tar Heels' Thursday night game versus Miami on October the 17th is Rams Club Day, and on the 26th of October versus Boston College, it's North Carolina High School Athletic Association Day. The Tar Heels will celebrate homecoming when Carolina plays host to Virginia on Saturday, November the 9th.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your trusted choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Away from the field of play, Haley Mickelson, a recent Carolina graduate, has been named the 2012-2013 recipient of the Jason Ray Memorial Spirit Award presented by the UNC Department of Athletics. Mickelson, a communication studies major who earned Dean's List honors and graduated with distinction, was a cheerleader all 4 years at Carolina. In addition to captaining the cheerleading squad, Mickelson organized a book drive to send donations to children in Africa.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Coming up next on WCHL, we have your traffic and weather together, celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero, all on the way.
Whoa! Did you see that catch?
That's awesome, Dad. Pat yourself on the back, Lisa. You're a good daughter. Hanging out watching baseball with your dad. Of course, you're also hanging with your friends.
Oh, come on. He was safe.
Kinda, anyway. See, AT&T has this great deal. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get a Galaxy Tab 2 for $199.99. So now you can kinda watch the game with Dad while you're kinda using your smartphone to text your friends and kinda reading tweets with Twitter and whatnot. And you can kinda use your speedy new tablet to do things like look up baseball stats in a hurry.
A triple play?
Hey, Dad, did you know that there were 3 triple plays last season?
I am so proud of you right now.
AT&T, rethink possible. Visit a store or att.com for details. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Prices include $100 off non-commitment pricing for a limited time, $200 more off the Tab 2 with Galaxy S3 purchase. Pricing effective 2/15/13, subject to change. $200 more off expires 4/25/13. Each requires new 2-year agreement and qualified voice and data or mobile share plan. Other charges and conditions apply.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at Best Tile.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit carolinainn.com.
Time for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. From major repairs to simple oil changes for imports, domestics, and hybrids, whatever you drive. With 4 convenient locations in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Durham, chapelhilltire.com. Now, everybody say good morning to Rachel Nash.
Good morning to everybody out there. The roadways are moving smoothly right now. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents at this time. But if you do see something throughout your morning commute, you can give me a call in the newsroom at 919-967-8363 or you can tweet us at WCHL. But if you do, we ask that you do it safely.
You had quite a busy day yesterday, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
As soon as she got off the air, she had to, well, not as soon as she got off the air, but she had to go downtown for that
NAACP rally.
Rally at Peace and Justice Plaza, which is a perfect name for that location.
Very fitting, and lots.
So many demonstrations take place there. You know, part of Chapel Hill, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, listen, thanks, and we'll talk to you again in just a little while.
Sounds great.
Rachel Nash in the newsroom all morning long on WCHL, keeping an eye on your morning traffic situation. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Well, 63 degrees right now, 63 in Chapel Hill, 62 in Carborough, where it's always a degree cooler. Mostly sunny today, high today about 85. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night mostly clear with a low in the middle 60s. Then on Saturday mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Saturday night clear skies with the lows in the upper 60s. And on Sunday partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. There is a chance of rain coming late Sunday night. About a 40% chance of a shower or a thundershower. Again, late on Sunday night. Between now and then we have absolutely gorgeous weather every day and every night. Time to take a look at celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We're going to start with actor Clint Walker, 86 years old today. Actor Cara Delevingne, 77. Actress Ruta Lee, 77. Actor Michael J. Pollard is 74. Pro and College Football Hall of Famer Gale Sayers is 70 years old today. Lenny Davidson, who's a member of the Dave Clark Five, is 69 today. Actor Stephen Tobolowsky, 62. Actor Ted McGinley is 55. Actor Ralph Carter, 52. Actress Tanya Pinkins is 51. Winona Judd, sometimes just known as Winona, 49 years old today. Tom Morello, lead guitarist, Audio Slave, and Rage Against the Machine, 49 years old today. Movie director Antoine Fuqua is 48. Let's see here. Actress Idina Menzel, 42. Actor Trey Parker, 41. Rapper CeeLo Green, 39. Driving me crazy. CeeLo Green, 39 years old today. Let's see here. Actor Jake Short is 16, and actor Jared Gilmore, 13. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Deborah Beller has a birthday. Happy birthday, Deborah. Regina Bonner, Cole Brazier, Brad Broadwell, Grayson Cobb, Von Cole, Danielle Espy, Tracy Matthews, Victor Morrison Sr., Justin Nixon, James Parker, Donna Wilkinson, Todd Werner, and Justin Yu, all celebrating birthdays today. And our birthday winner is Donna Wilkinson. Donna Wilkinson, congratulations. You're going to get a $10 gift certificate from UPS Stores, Metamot and Fordham Boulevard in Chapel Hill. Donna Wilkinson, happy birthday from all your friends here at WCHL. All right, this is 97.9 FM, WCHL. It is trivia time.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Hey, what's up with this?
What? It looks like the heel of
somebody's
shoe.
Somebody has left this in the studio, the heel of a shoe. Mm-hmm. Now, why?
I don't know.
Is this a tarred heel?
Somebody walking up there? I don't know.
That's kind of interesting. What else do you have in here?
I guess it fell off the back of the bottom of somebody's shoe.
What's a Cheetos bag doing under here?
You got me. I'm never...
Somebody... here in the studio?
I never spend time on that side of the console.
No, you don't. There's a Cheeto bag over
so
here.
So you can't blame that one on me.
Cheetos.
Now, if you go back in that studio where I spend a lot of time recording,
yep,
there's all kinds of stuff back there.
All right.
And I have to take most of the blame for that.
Okay, all right.
Because I spend more time back there than anybody else. But no, that's not mine.
Okay.
Whatever that
all right.
is.
Well, I'll throw it away when I leave.
All right.
We're doing today, ladies and gentlemen,
mm-hmm.
famous rivers.
Rivers.
That would not be like Joan Rivers or Johnny Rivers.
Or Austin Rivers.
Exactly. We'll be doing like famous rivers, as in flowing tributaries
okay.
and streams.
How about Moe Rivers?
Moe Rivers, exactly.
Like North Carolina State basketball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like Johnny Rivers personally.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah.
Summer Rain.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah, it really is.
Summer Rain.
That just came into my mind.
In my window.
He did a good version of Memphis, too.
Yeah, he did. But John did also. I mean, you know, he did Tracks of My Tears from mm-hmm. Smokey Robinson.
Yeah, yeah.
On the Poor Side of Town.
He did I Got the Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu.
That was a good song.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I like Johnny Rivers.
Summer Rain, though. I really like that song.
It's a great song.
Yeah. Thanks for the memory.
Everybody kept on playing Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart. Remember that?
Yeah, that's right.
Bridge.
Yeah.
All right, we're doing Famous Rivers.
Give me the bridge, y'all. Give me the bridge.
The Thames runs through London.
The Thames runs through London.
The same.
You want to spell that?
Which? Thames? T-H-A-M-E-S.
T-H-A-M-E-S.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
I'm still stuck on the spelling
bee. That's okay. The Thames runs through London.
Mm-hmm.
The Seine runs through Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Which river runs through Hillsborough? The Thames runs through London, the Seine through Paris. Which river runs through Hillsborough, North Carolina?
Mm.
And in fact, runs kind of through Durham as well.
Yeah.
Okay. A little local geo there.
Yeah, exactly.
Give us a call, 919-929-WZHL.
Which is 9245.
And if you do so, you're going to win a stream of surprises and guises.
That's exactly right. Get with the flow.
Yep.
You can swap a trivia prize with somebody else.
Yeah. Or you can get a $10 gift certificate.
To Cruisers.
Where you are good to go.
Yes, sir.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Stephen Hansen is today's WCHL hometown hero. He's a UNC student right now working with Extraordinary Ventures, and he's camp director for the EV Spectrum Skills Camp.
Extraordinary Ventures is a local nonprofit that was actually founded about 5 years ago. Our main mission is actually to provide employment for young adults with developmental disabilities. A group of families who are having trouble finding employment for their kids that had developmental disabilities and were having trouble in the community finding something that fit what they wanted to do. So they ended up starting their own business, and Extraordinary Ventures pretty much provides employment for people with disabilities by actually creating our own business ventures, such as we do laundry, we have an event center, and a couple different other business ventures. And through these ventures, we actually hire people with disabilities.
Stephen says the EV Spectrum Skills Camp is going on right now at Extraordinary Ventures, and tomorrow is a very special day.
The EV Spectrum Skills Camp, it's a pretty unique camp. We have 18 campers right now with a wide variety of developmental disabilities. It's a four-day-long camp. It's a day camp. It's a normal camp just like any other camp you send any kids to, but our main mission is basketball and just kind of providing social and physical opportunities to people with developmental disabilities who wouldn't otherwise have the chance to go out and just have a summer camp. And so we're doing this through a variety of ways, and we have different activities going on in the morning. Like right now, we're actually about to go hop on a bus, go down to the Men's Basketball Museum, and then Friday is our big day where we're going to go to the Carmichael Arena and go have a scrimmage there. Jones Angel is going to come along and actually do announcing for this, so it should be a good time.
Yep, that's right. These campers get to play basketball with Jones Angel, the voice of the Tar Heels, doing the play-by-play.
We did the camp last year, and it was a blast at Carmichael put. Jones Angel will be a nice touch. He's extremely gracious to come out and do the play-by-play.
And the campers' family and friends are certainly invited to come out and watch the game tomorrow at Carmichael Arena. Stephen Hansen, a Tar Heel student, realizes what a wonderful opportunity this is to do this kind of work.
I'm actually a college student. I go to UNC, and so I just volunteered at Extraordinary Ventures. I started as a volunteer at their social program called Friday Night Live, and from there they were actually looking for somebody to take over as their director of social activities. And so right now I'm still a student at UNC, but part-time I run the social event. It's been an absolute blessing for a college student to kind of get out there. It's really rewarding work. It's a special crowd to work with.
Stephen, I always think it's special when college students are here at Carolina, and then they also take the time to get involved in our local community. What are you studying at Carolina?
I am studying religion and chemistry with hope when I graduate I'll go to medical school.
Well, good luck on that, and thanks for getting involved in the community.
I appreciate it.
If you'd like to contribute to Extraordinary Ventures, they're at 200 South Elliott Road in Chapel Hill, and you can certainly do it there. And our congratulations once again to Stephen Hansen.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 657 at WCHL.
I believe that would be the Eno River. You speak truth. Pale face.
You asked the question, what river runs through Hillsborough?
Yeah.
Remember that movie? A river runs through it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Eno.
The Eno River. Named for the Eno Indians who once lived along its banks.
And, of course, there's the Eno River Festival
on
July 4th. Oh,
which is a huge...
Which is in Durham.
Yeah, it's a wonderful festival.
It really is.
And the Eno also runs through Durham and is the initial tributary of the Neuse River.
Mm-hmm.
Which in some circles is regarded as the widest river in the world.
Widest?
Widest.
Really?
Yes.
I never heard that.
Deep and wide, deep and wide. There's a fountain flowing deep and wide.
No river too wide, no mountain too high.
That's it. Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell.
Yeah,
right. Yes.
That's right.
I see Eno. I don't think we can work in anything in Eno.
I'll tell you what, we got so many phone calls on this question, everybody knew the answer, but the first one to get in was Dr. Pat Gutierrez. Dr. Gutierrez gets to swap trivia prize and also gets a $10 gift card from Cruisers.
Guess where I'll be this summer? Chapel Hill Gymnastics. The community's most popular gymnastics facility is offering summer camps. Your children, ages 3 and up, will learn new skills, make new friends, get exercise, and have fun. Chapel Hill Gymnastics Summer Camp take place in their 7,000-plus square foot climate-controlled gymnasium at the corner of Eubanks and Millhouse Roads. Register online today at chapelhillgymnastics.com. I'll be at Chapel Hill Gymnastics Summer Camp. You should come with me.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Fitzgerald's Irish Pub. It's half off. $30 for food and drinks, available until midnight for $15. Whether you're looking for a place to have dinner with friends or just grabbing a drink after work, Fitzgerald is the new hot spot for lunch, dinner, and late-night fun. Come in and enjoy an Irish favorite, like shepherd's pie with Guinness gravy or some of the 24 beers on tap. It's half off from Fitzgerald's Irish Pub. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development, open.